A recent social media challenge urged students to commit acts of violence at schools nationwide on Friday, December 17th. Skagway School reacted by notifying parents and increasing police presence. School administrators told KHNS on Friday that they didn't expect any violence in Skagway. But Superintendent Josh Coffrin says he felt it best to be prepared.
There was never a credible threat in Skagway. There was no threat at all. What we wanted to do was make sure that parents were aware that this is happening on a national level. I immediately contacted Chief Reddick and the Skagway Police Department, asked them for an increased presence here today just to be as careful as we possibly can be.
Coffrin says the threats began as TikTok challenges. The first one he was aware of was a challenge to vandalize school property by destroying bathroom fixtures or ripping exit signs out of ceilings.
The next TikTok challenge that we were aware of was the slap a teacher challenge. And so kids were supposed to be able to film themselves to go up and slap a teacher.
Coffrin says a lot of the older Skagway school kids use the TikTok app, but he also says in his nearly two decades at the school, he hasn't seen any violence at all.
Other than just the very rare verbal kind of spats, I've never seen a physical fight here between students.
But he followed that up by saying nobody expects violence in their school, and yet sometimes it happens. Skagway Police Chief Jerry Reddick told KHNS that increased police presence in the area was a precaution that would help kids and parents feel safer at school on Friday.
I'm going to be here most of the day. I have another officer that he's staying close to town just so that we have at least a dual presence. We're going to be able to have a third officer if needed, but at this point, if there was a threat, we'd obviously help lock the school down and handle whatever situation came along.
Coffrin says the school's policy is to stay prepared and vigilant, even if violence isn't likely.
We have run active shooter drills in the past. We're planning on doing another one this spring in conjunction with law enforcement. And so it's sad that we have to prepare for that, but we'd be irresponsible if we didn't.
Coffrin says the school board adopted what's known as the ALICE protocol a few years ago.
What we train our staff and students to do is to get out of the situation whenever possible. If there is an armed intruder, that your best defense is not to hide in the corner, but to pop open the window and go to a rally point, which for us is the Skagway Rec Center.
Coffrin sent a letter to parents on Thursday outlining the potential threat and the school's response. He says there were a couple of parents who questioned whether he should shut the school down and a few unexpected absences on Friday, but most students and parents went about their school day as usual. After all, Friday is pizza day at lunchtime. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.